We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Just almost a couple of weeks removed from the NFL draft, and it's time to check in with the rest of the Bills' cousins in the AFC East. Talked about the New York Jets the other night last week on the show. Time to talk about the New England Patriots now. And joining us live on the line, he covers the Patriots for ESPN NFL Nation in Boston. Mike Reese is on the line with us. Mike, thank you for being on the air with us tonight.
Hey, John, great to talk to you. And I got to tell you, I already have the plane ticket booked for October 12th game out in Western New York. The hotel reservation, it's always one of my favorite trips of the year coming
Why?
Out there.
Why is that, Mike? Why do you like coming here?
Well, I think the tradition of what the Bills mean to the region, I just love that. And I will say that I feel like with all the new stadiums out there these days and things sometimes, you know, getting, modified, you know, and new technology, I love the throwback feel of coming to Western New York. It actually sort of reminds me of the old Foxborough Stadium that we used to have here in Massachusetts. And I don't know. I mean, I love progress, and I know we always have to move forward, and hopefully you guys have a new stadium someday. But I don't know. There's something about it. It's one of the best seats in the house, too, if you talk about to all the reporters around football who ask about the best press boxes. I know that might change here, but I always appreciated the 50-yard line view, too.
Yeah. All right. So let me be the bearer of bad news, Mike. They're spending $130 million to renovate the stadium, and they are planning on moving the working press up to the corner of the end zone. I think you'll have a good view, but it's not going to be the 50-yard line you've become accustomed to.
Well, you know, John, it's like we say. I mean, you have to do these things for progress, and we understand it. I mean, we used to have the same view in the old stadium, the 50-yard line. They moved us, you know, here. So, I mean, nothing's ever going to stay the same, but I really do appreciate that aspect of coming out to Western New York.
All right, October 12th, the Bills and the Patriots. Mike Reese, the ESPN NFL Nation reporter covering the Patriots on the line with us. How much do you think we'll see of Dominique Easley in that game, the Patriots' first-round draft pick out of Florida? Do you think he'll be a major factor in New England's defense by then, Mike?
Well, I do. I think, you know, the biggest thing with him, and this is really interesting to me, is you look at what he is as a player, Johnny. He's 6 foot, just shy of 6 foot two, and he's 288 pounds. So I think in NFL terms, you'd say that's an undersized defensive lineman. And Bill Belichick and the Patriots generally are oversized defensive line guys. Think about these defensive linemen over the years that Bills fans would know. Richard Seymour, Ty Warren, Vince Wilfork. Those are supersized guys. So I think what you're seeing with Easley, with the undersized defensive lineman, is Bill Belichick acknowledging that the game has changed. You know, we're in our sub-packages 65 to 70% of the snaps. We need smaller, quicker linemen that can penetrate and disrupt right up the middle.
And is he an interior guy? Because I've seen him listed in some quarters as a defensive tackle, others as an outside guy. You're talking about him as an interior defensive lineman, it sounds like.
Well, you know, I do think that's where they'll use him most in their sub-packages. But one thing that Bill Belichick has mentioned about Easley that has stood out is his versatility. If you go for the scouts that watched him over the years, they would confirm this. He's played every position on the line at Florida. I think the one thing you want to consider is when you come to the NFL, I don't think you want him, playing nose tackle, and trying to hold up in a two-gapping type scheme. That's not his game. I think if he's at his best and he's doing what the Patriots hope he will do, he'll be penetrating and creating havoc with opposing quarterbacks.
How much of a factor was his knee injury? What, tore ACL in a practice in late September last year? How much was that discussed, do you think, before the draft and since the draft as far as his readiness to go to work for the Patriots right away?
Well, it's a huge, huge factor. And here's the background. I mean, he had two ACLs, John. I mean, in a span of 22 months. So he had one ACL about 22 months ago, and then the other ACL last September. So this is a player that has had two ACL surgeries, two ACL tears in the last 22 months. So the big question here in New England is, you know, what's this risk here? Are you getting damaged goods, or maybe more so, will he be able to be the player that he was before the injuries? And I think it's a fair question, and it's one that with the Patriots, I've always felt like they've generally limited their risk with their top pick. They always want to try to hit that right. I happen to feel like this is the riskiest pick that Bill Belichick has made in his 15 years because of that. Now, I will say this. You talk to scouts that worked on him and watched him a lot closer than I have. They say there's no denying he's a big-time talent. The thing that they are concerned about is there's no guarantee he'll be the same player he was, a top 15 guy that a lot of them said, you know, that he was before these knee injuries. So they are taking a little bit of a roll of the dice here.
We're on the line with Mike Reese, ESPN NFL Nation reporter who covers the Patriots. If you have any comments or questions for Mike, the phone line's open at 803-0550. Second round, Mike, the Patriots got my favorite player from the Senior Bowl, Jimmy Garoppolo, the quarterback from Eastern Illinois. And immediately people want to anoint him as Tom Brady's successor someday down the road. It's kind of early for that, isn't it?
Well, I think it is. I think here are the dynamics in play. You know, the Patriots have Tom Brady signed through 2017, and from my view, I have not seen any definitive signs of decline there. But he is going to be 37 years old in August. So I think you have that factor. You have a little bit of a down-the-road view here to say, hey, you know, we don't know what Tom Brady is going to be 3 to 4 years from now, so we want to start thinking about succession plans. Now, best case scenario, they have the succession plan in place and they don't need it. And they use the pick 62nd overall late in the second round just to protect themselves. That's the first factor in play. The second factor is their backup quarterback the last couple years, Ryan Mallett, is entering the last year of his contract. And so they are projecting ahead and saying Garoppolo will probably be the number three this year and then graduate up to the number two next year when Mallett likely ends up elsewhere, probably trying to compete for a starting job. And we know, John, in today's NFL, backup quarterbacks with starting experience, top backups, are making about $4 million per season. And the Patriots don't want to get into that neighborhood when they have a quarterback like Tom Brady who they're paying at very good rates themselves.
Hey, Mike, is it foolish to talk about Brady's successor at quarterback if, you know, we don't really know how much longer Bill Belichick will stick around? I mean, it's not inconceivable to think that when Brady goes, Belichick goes, isn't it?
Well, it's a very good point, and it's an interesting one to consider because I think in a lot of ways you can almost look at the pick of Garoppolo, which is really made by Belichick. I mean, he's really running both, you know, the personnel side and the coaching side here, as an indication that Belichick's not, that has no plans to go anywhere. So if you look at Brady and if you want to just say, hey, look, maybe at 2017, that's his last year. I mean, if Bill Belichick was just thinking about the here and now with Tom Brady, he wouldn't really be thinking about the long-term ramifications at the position. He'd be sort of putting all his eggs in the here and now basket. So I actually might look at it this way. I think Bill Belichick's in this for the long run. I mean, I'm thinking 8 to 10 years is not unrealistic to think he's going to keep coaching this team.
Good point. We're live with Mike Reese, ESPN NFL Nation reporter who covers the Patriots. If you have comments or questions about the Patriots, now's the time to get them in at 803-0550. Let's take a call from Penelope in Hamburg. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Cool. I was just wondering, do you have any good Bill Belichick stories for us? Everyone sees him as a pretty serious guy, but I'm sure he has some pretty good stories. Have any for us, Mr. Mike Reese?
Oh, good question, Penelope. I guess let's see, what can we tell you from a Bill Belichick perspective? What type of story could I tell?
He's not extremely popular here in Buffalo and Western New York, as you might imagine, Mike.
Yeah, I think you know, and he doesn't, you know, his friends will tell you he's a completely different guy than what you get in the media. I guess here's a story I would tell, and it's a little bit of an inside football story, John, but it probably explains, you know, why I have had a pretty good working relationship with him over the years. I think one of the things that he wants to see from those covering the team is that you're willing to put in the work and put in the time and that you care about what you do. And when I first started covering the team back when he got here in 2000, he met with me individually because I wanted him to get to know me. And I said to him at that time, I said, you know, look, I'm going to do what I think is fair, and I understand you might not always like it, and that probably means I'm I'm doing okay, and there's going to be other times you like it, but I want to keep the lines of communication open. So if you think that I slipped up or I did something that wasn't fair, or I crossed the line, that we can have an open dialogue. And wouldn't you know, John, I would say probably 13 years after that conversation, you know, all the Aaron Hernandez thing goes down up here. That was a huge story up here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did something, I wrote something where I would say my journalistic fundamentals maybe slipped a little bit because I was rushed and you know, I didn't put the time I needed into it, and I probably shouldn't have hit send on the story, and it ended up getting posted. I got a call from Bill, and he cited the conversation from 13 years prior.
Wow.
That we had had. And he said, you know, you once told me that if I ever, and that was the only time he'd ever done it. You know, you once told me, you know, if I ever had an issue, and of course we had talked many times over the years, but never on, you know, in that frame of reference. And you know, all I could say, John, honestly, because I'm a hard critic of myself, I said, you know what, you're right. You know, on this one, I slipped on my fundamentals, and let me see if I can make it right. And, you know, you try to correct it, but that, so I think that's a story I'd want to tell, maybe just sort of a behind-the-scenes story, to just give a little bit of a feel as to what he's like, you know, with reporters, those who cover his team on a daily basis.
One more question for you. We go to Dave in Cheektowaga. Dave, you're on the air with Mike Reese.
Guys, just curious. I got a quick question, and I'll just hang up and listen. But I heard that the Patriots lost their director of college scouting. I'm not sure of the title, but one of the guys seemed to be pretty high up there in the college talent evaluation, left for Tampa. So I was curious to know what you thought, what kind of impact that might have on him. Thanks.
Sure, Dave. It's a good question. The person that you're referring to, his name is John Robinson, and he was their director of college scouting, just like you said. And he had been with the team since 2002, started as a scout and worked his way up. He's going to be the director of player personnel for Tampa, reuniting with Jason Light, their new general manager, who actually hired John Robinson here in New England back in 2002. So I think one thing I would say the Patriots do a very good job with is they always have that sort of system in place that if one person leaves, they know, you know, they have the person that they're going to move into that spot. So John Robinson did a great job. I don't think it's going to be a devastating departure for them because you still have Bill Belichick, who has such a huge say in personnel. You have Nick Caserio, their director of player personnel, sort of runs the show. John Robinson would fall in as the next in line. And what I think they're going to do is they're just going to promote his assistant. They've sort of been grooming him for that job because I think they knew after this year that they would probably lose Robinson. So I don't think this move caught them by surprise, and I think they have the right people within their organization to sort of fill in the spot.
Mike, we can't let you go without getting our usual update on Rob Gronkowski's physical status. What can you tell us about him and his readiness for the season?
Well, I think there's a lot more progress, John, this year, you know, than last year, which was just a really tough off season for him, you know, with the forearm and the infections. All signs are pointing in the right direction. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, maybe he doesn't open camp and he's on that physically unable to perform list, but I think there's a fairly decent chance that he'll be available to them at the start of the season, or if not at the start of the season, not too far after that.
Mike, thank you for this. As you can tell, there's always a lot of interest in the Patriots here in Buffalo and Western New York. We appreciate you spending a few minutes with us tonight.
I always appreciate you having me on. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks. Mike Reese, ESPN NFL Nation reporter who covers the New England Patriots, talking about some of their draft picks, including the top couple, Dominic Easley and Jimmy Garoppolo, and some other Patriots issues. Our thanks to him for joining us.